The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good day. Hello from Redwood City, where there's been lightning storms and teeny sprinklings of rain. And nice to be here. So, the subject of this week's Dharma talks has been mindfulness of the mind, and or the mind state. And we have to appreciate that we have many mind states, you know, or many minds, many qualities of minds. And the task of, in the basic teaching of mindfulness, is to become familiar with them, get to know it. And there's something powerful that happens as we know, as we recognize, become familiar, where there's the meeting of just the knowing awareness and the state of our mind, the quality of our inner life. And some of it has to do with learning how to be mindful, how to have that recognition, that knowing, be really simple, without an agenda, without, you know, analysis, fixing. But, and part of that is a willingness to become familiar. Take your time and get to know it. And as soon as you choose to take your time to become familiar, you're shifting the inner ecology. You're kind of no longer going to be swept away, caught, and reactive to what's happening. You're adding a whole other ingredient to the local mental ecology. And that is a place of strength, of maturity, of freedom, of agency, of care. There's all these qualities that come when we choose to say, okay, I'm not going to fix anything here or change anything, but I do choose to be present for it, to be here. As we become aware of the mind state, we become aware of different kinds of mind states. And I want to mention three very general categories. First is become familiar with how the mind state is when it's active. When it's agitated, that's very active. When it's moving, when the mind gets moved around, goes here and there, when there's activity in the mind. The other thing to become familiar with is when the mind is stable, steady, when it's gathered together, it's not fragmented and moving around, but it's become familiar with what the settled mind is like. And part of the advantage of really getting to know the settled mind is that it sets a stage for something to give away, something that we've been holding on to and just kind of can give away. It's kind of like this, what I'm doing with my hands right now. We steady them so that something can fall away. It's just some, you know. And so what is it that we don't know? You can't really know. The task is just become familiar with a steady mind, at rest, at ease with it, peaceful about it, peaceful with it. And then at some point, just like you maybe sometimes when you go to bed, you can't make yourself sleep, but you can lay there and at some point you're asleep. At some points, when the mind is at rest and we're at peace with that and not trying to make anything happen, something has a chance to let go. So, assuming a meditation posture and I often say, take a posture that's a combination of alert and relaxed. And maybe today I'll say that take a posture that expresses a degree of respect for you and your meditation, you meditating, a respectful posture. so that you enter into this world of meditation with respect for the meditation, for yourself, and for your mind. And gently closing your eyes and noticing, become familiar with the state of your mind. Just familiar, as if nothing needs to change. It's just a matter of familiarizing yourself. Is it agitated? Is it jumping around? Is it energized? Or is it tired and slow? Such an important part of mindfulness is that agency we choose to have, to just meet the mind as it is, allowing it to be as it is, but knowing it. So how's your mind state? And what happens to it when you have this very simple attention to your mind state? And now from within the body, and within it all, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Exhaling and releasing, letting go. If you're sleepy and tired, emphasize the inhale, how it energizes. If you're over-energized, excited, emphasize the exhale. Emphasizing being pay more attention to, be receptive to, allow it. And letting your breathing return to normal. And continuing for a couple of minutes this process of relaxing. And the more familiar you are with relaxing different parts of your body, the more deep and more subtle the relaxation becomes. At some point it's even micro relaxing. And then letting your breathing be the center of your attention. Take a few minutes now just to become attuned to breathing. And as you exhale, let go of your thoughts and let go into the exhale. And then as you're sitting now, what is the quality of your mind? What state of mind do you have? How much movement, activity is there? How much stillness and quiet is there? Maybe the two can coexist. Or maybe there's a degree of both. As you breathe, breathe with the stillness of the mind. Breathe through how the mind is stable, quiet, letting the movements and activities of the mind, the thought thinking of the mind, recede to the background. Becoming familiar with any ways the mind might be stable and steady. It's hard to see if we identify with our thinking or the agitation. But if the mindfulness is simple, simple knowing, see if you can know the stability of mind, the steadiness of the mind, the composure of the mind. Stillness of mind. And if you're aware of the steadiness, stillness of the mind, and you're less agitated now, or less activity of the mind, gently know the absence of that activity, that agitation, to the degree to which some of the active, agitated mind is quiet. Notice the absence of that which is absent. And as you continue, as you breathe, exhale, just let go of the mind. Let go into that absence of agitation. And as you let go, let the mind rest, be still, be quiet. Letting go, the mind lets go of itself. And as we come to the end of the sitting, checking in again with your state of your mind, with a simple task of becoming familiar with it, as if it's okay to be the way you are, just to know it, feel it, sense it, recognize your state of mind. And maybe appreciating your capacity to know, to recognize. Appreciating it that it's a form of independence, autonomy. It's a form of maturity and strength that nothing needs to change. But inevitably things do change when we know. Then, with your knowing awareness, your ability to gaze upon things, to be familiar with them, to know what they are, to recognize clearly, let your attention gaze out upon the world. Gaze outward and the joys and sorrows of the world. But become, in a sense, familiar with it from this place of knowing, recognition. Not leaning in, not taking it in, identifying with it, just knowing it. Where the channel of knowing is a valuable challenge, a channel for our care and our kindness. That sense of autonomy or agency or freedom that comes with knowing is a wonderful place from which to love the world, compassion for the world, to care for the world. And so to express that care with dedication of merit at the end of the sitting. May it be that any benefit and well-being and happiness that comes from this meditations, may we share it with others. May the benefit be a source from which we can benefit others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful, and may all beings be free.